Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. David Jacobowitz. I am the founder of Nebulous Next, startup that makes out-of-this-world delicious filled chocolate bites that deliver a supernova flavor without the gravity of added sugars.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for this business?
Yeah, the idea initially spawned back in 2020. When I was really getting into video games once more, as the entire nation was stuck on their couches inside, I had moved to New York for a new job at Facebook at the time and just had a lot of time to kill. So started playing a lot of video games at night, started snacking a lot at night too while doing so, particularly on a lot of chocolates. My sugar intake was skyrocketing. I was not sleeping well because sugar late at night is not a great combo for that. And I was gaining a lot of weight. So about 2 months into the pandemic, I had this idea. I should probably stop having this much sugar late at night. I wanted to have, you know, better sweets because I didn't want to have that restrictive component to my diet after spending, you know, 20 years of my young adult life doing so. So I needed to find a way to still have sweets without the sugar. And that's what initially spawned the idea. Went down a rabbit hole and, you know, 3 years later, have now had a bunch of iterations on the chocolates, but have launched what I believe to be the solution today.
I mean, I guess it's like one thing to have the idea, but it's like a different thing to actually leave a good job, like at Facebook, and then to go and start this business. So like, what made you actually like want to make the jump and start making this product?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at first, I definitely did not take the leap just yet. It was more exploratory. I was just playing around in my kitchen, exploring things online, slowly but surely building up the confidence to actually go ahead and do something like this. I should clarify, I do still have a day job.
Oh, you do? Okay.
While I'm doing this at the same time. Yeah. I no longer work at Facebook, but I work at a marketing agency full time and then conduct Nebula on nights and weekends. So, you know, still building while also getting work done. So it's kind of a balance, and I am working towards that point once where I can actually go full time and build this properly.
For sure. So I guess like as of right now for Nebula, like are you mostly e-commerce or retail? Like what does that look like?
Yeah, it's a good question. So first year of business, I had started wanting it to be e-commerce, right? I used to work at Facebook. My job at Facebook was a client solutions manager for disruptor advertisers, primarily D2C advertising. So that's my background. And when I launched the company, I was like, well, this is bread and butter. This is where I should be spending the majority of my time. Come to find out while I'm making chocolate that chocolate is not the easiest thing to do online for the simple reason that it melts in transit majority of the year. So it's not super efficient from a shipping standpoint. Your COGS get hit pretty hard when shipping between the months of mid-March to October, sometimes November, because I'm here in Texas. So I shifted after year one away from D2C as a focus. I do still ship nationwide from my website, but I'm focused more so on retail wholesale today.
For sure. So in terms of retail, like are you focused more on like small retailers or like, I guess, what kind of retailers are you typically selling?
It's a great question. You know, long term, I am focused on all the retailers, right? Because the mission of the brand is to eliminate added sugars from Earth snacks. I want to be able to supply chocolate to all the chocolate lovers out there that want to enjoy something tasty without the sugar in it. Today, because I'm a one-man operation, I am focused on local Austin retailers, trying to build a presence, you know, gain momentum, understand what product moves better at certain locations. So I'm in majority small local retailers here in Austin, a couple of smaller chains like Wheatsville Co-op and Fresh Plus Grocery. With eyes on groceries like Central Market and Foxtrot Market.
Makes sense. So in terms of like being in these retailers, do you do like in-store sampling? Like how do you get people to actually try your product?
Yeah, I am demoing in-store sampling 4 to 5 times a week, making sure that people have the opportunity to try the product, selling product for the store. They gave me a shot in order to put my product on their shelves. I need to make sure that it sells. Otherwise, I'm going to be cut from that shelf pretty soon. So that's just step one, is getting on shelf. Step two is ensuring velocity. So my retailers, they're doing incredibly well. I just did a couple of demos last week where I was selling 25 plus bags a night, which, that's an incredible night. Now, I will say that's coupled with, occasional nights where I only sell 5 bags.
Right.
You win some, you lose some. That's just the name of the game. Not every night is going to be the best night, but there recently it has been picking up, and it's been great to see.
Do you feel like it makes a difference, like when you're there, like yourself, actually, with your product, and, once somebody tries it, that they're more likely to actually buy? And also, you're the founder of this company, so I'm not sure, if you think that makes a difference.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. Even if it wasn't me, absolutely, people are more likely to buy because people don't have the opportunity to try it, and if they see it on shelf without knowing what Nebula is all about, they might buy it. But having the ability to try and actually understand the mission behind the brand amplifies that exponentially. Now, when it's me, which is always me today, that does also add, an extra layer there, because certain customers always love to hear that I am the founder. They ask constantly, they're like, wait, is this yours? And I go, yep, it's mine. And a lot of people support just for the sake of supporting, particularly because I'm local to Austin as well.
That's awesome. So how do you focus on and measure customer lifetime value for your products?
Yeah, it's been a tough one, right? Because I'm mostly retail. To be honest, the data is tough to come by, right? I don't have access to, the ability to do a Shopify report for my retail customers. So I'm measuring it mostly from an independent store standpoint today, just to show which stores are, moving product the quickest. And then basing the customer base based off of who I encounter at each of those locations.
For sure. So who would you say is an ideal customer for your products?
Yeah, to date, I get surprised often, I will say, when somebody comes in and they try the product, then they buy 3 or 4 bags. But I will say the primary demographic today has been between the ages of 25 to 45 female with young to teenage kids, as they like to enjoy the chocolate. And then they feel better about giving their kid chocolate that they can actually enjoy without the sugar in it. Now, it's great to see that it actually passes the kid test because it is a chocolate without any added sugars. But my nephew actually steals the red raspberry bites in excess from my sister. And she's not the happiest about it, but it just shows that, a 7-year-old can enjoy these.
For sure. So if people do want to buy it online, do you ship with dry ice, or how do you make sure, especially here in Texas, in the summertime, that the product arrives in good condition?
Yeah. Right now, thermal pouches and ice packs. Yep. And I have to do 2-day shipping. So that cuts into COGS pretty significantly.
For sure.
So I usually don't charge for shipping. Between October and February, it is free shipping nationwide from my website. It's ground shipping. I think that's a perk that everybody wants. And I personally hate paying for shipping. So I hate charging for it come March. But when it comes to March, I don't want to increase the price of my product. That's not fair. Right. But I do have to at least get some of the shipping covered. I don't charge the 100% of shipping. I do a flat fee to cover a portion of it.
For sure. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you currently face in your business?
There's a lot. I'm a one-person operation, so I can say a decent amount. The big one would be, not necessarily awareness, because I am just two small potatoes, but it is getting it out there. But I would probably say the biggest challenge I'm facing is, let's just say, I'm going to say two things. I'm going to say bandwidth of myself, right? I demo 4 to 5 times a week, sometimes 5-6, and that's only 6 out of my 27. Going to be 30 stores next week, a week. Whereas I could have a lot more of an ability to actually be in store in person with my retailers more frequently. So, spacing that out is tough to prioritize each of my retailers and actually give them a fair shake. The other side of it is, finance. I'm bootstrapping the entire business, and I'm actually heading back into production in a couple of months. So without a big raise, I have to be very specific on every little detail when it comes to pricing out a production run. And as you may not know, chocolate minimums are not small with my co-packer and just in general across majority of manufacturing facilities across the country. I'm actually on the lower end today, whereas majority are 10,000 pounds plus.
Are you looking to raise money in 2024?
Not at the exact moment. I'd love to continue to take this, you know, to the next level on my own, but you know, CPG is one of those industries that does require a lot of capital. So I will be looking likely, you know, I can't time it exactly because it's pending a couple of partnerships. Likely early 2025, I'll be looking to do a friends and family round.
For sure. So in 2024 specifically, I mean, obviously now that we're wrapping up Q1, so for this year to be successful for you, like what are some of your big goals and objectives?
Yeah, retail doors, I'm looking to break 100. At the end of 2024 mark, launching two additional new flavors. So 4 to 5 SKUs of the chocolate bites. Those are kind of the primary focuses of mine. Revenue is, you know, it's important, but I'm focused on distribution and ensuring that a lot of people have the opportunity to try the product. Not getting too sparsed out though. So national distribution is not something I'm looking for. I won't set that on the 2024 marker. I am focused regionally. So the way I would define success at the end of 2024 is, does Austin know Nebula?
Makes sense. So obviously now in 2024, many companies use high level technology like AI. So do you use AI like at Nebula? And if not, like where can AI come in and add value in 2024?
Yeah, I don't use it too much today. I do some generative AI, some like ChatGPT, a couple of the like image curation AI tools just to get some inspiration for certain things, look, social media, website, you know, so on and so forth. But I'm not plugging it in too much today. And frankly, to be honest, I don't know where it could be. It's not my expertise.
Have you thought about it like for a chat to explain like your products, like on your website, things like that?
Yeah, I guess it could be a good messenger tool. As I've pulled back on investing a lot on the website when I can't ship nationwide, that's right. One of the things where I'm just holding off on investing a lot, but I could see that, you know, during next fall, I might sure. start changing up a lot on the site.
So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Be patient is probably a big one. Things do take time, particularly in this industry. I think I was gung-ho because my role at Meta, well, at the time was Facebook, was supporting, you know, rapid disruptor brands. And I just watched them grow significantly with these massive budgets as most of them were funded. And I thought, okay, well, let me start a business and let me see this tremendous success that I've been able to help all these businesses achieve. And the reality is, if you're bootstrapping a business and if you're in CPG, it's going to take a while. It's going to be a 7 to 10 year road, generally speaking, right? There's always flashes in the pan, but you can't compare yourself to those. So patience is number one. And then just, yeah, I'd say that's probably the big one. And attention to detail is another one. I think on my first product, not these chocolate bites, but I messed up on the packaging like significantly by not doing enough research, double checking everything. So just, you know, attention to detail is another component. As you're going through the process, make sure you're slowing down. And that comes with patience as well. So I guess they're intertwined.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Nebula?
Nebula, towards the end of Q1 2025, I would love to beginning the talks or at least beginning distribution for larger regional or nationwide retailers. That's the hope.
For sure. Like Central Market, yeah. HEB.
Yeah. So those would be regional, right? That's just Texas, but maybe like right. An Albertsons or a Kroger or a Sprouts. So those Sprouts specifically is a big target of mine. I would love to be on Sprouts. My product aligns very much with their mission and their types of products. I think it would sell very well there.
Awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handles? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Yeah, not a problem at all. You can hit me up on LinkedIn, just David Jacobo. It's Nebula Snacks. You'll find me pretty quick. If you want to hit up the website, it's www.nebulasnacks.com. Instagram at Nebula Snacks, TikTok at Nebula Snacks. Pretty straightforward. Yeah, feel free to reach out. Not a problem at all.
Awesome. Well, David, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, it was a great time. Quick and easy.
Thank you. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.